Good morning. I'd like to call the Ninth Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 16th, and it is day 13 of our agenda. Let's see. Congressman Potts, would you mind saying, did you say our prayer yesterday? Oh, Miss, okay. Do you mind saying our prayer this morning? Thank you.
Lord, we come to you today again, just asking for your guidance. God, just be with us as we make decisions here, and be with those experiencing illness right now. God, just lay your hand upon them and help them feel better. Be with those who need encouragement today. Be with those who need strength today. Lord, just watch over us and guide us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Clerk, could you do our roll call, please?
Congressman Bighorse?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Thank you, Clerk. Next item on the agenda is the approval of our journal, and it is for day 12. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So when we get to motion to place on agenda, down at the bottom of page 2, the vote is 12 yeas and 0 nays. I believe it should be 11 yeas. And the following one is also 12. Thank you. I'll get that corrected.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the journal 12th day as amended.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the reports of select committees. Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is reports of standing committees. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. The Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday and discussed appointee Sandra Shangru to the CC Opekov Board. The final committee action is candidate is qualified by education, experience, and no ethical or legal barriers to her service. Voting yes is Hamilton, Maker, Bighorse, Redcorn. One absent was Lemon.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. The next item on the agenda is introduction of bills and/or resolutions. Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman?
Yeah, I have a point of order. I had a bill introduced, stamped in this morning. September 16th, 2025. Can I read that in this morning?
I don't believe that our... Yeah, was it filed with the clerk?
Yeah, I've got it stamped here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to read it from my chair just because of health reasons. I'd like to read in bill number ONCA 25-112. This is an act to authorize and appropriate $1,600,000 to the Gray Horse five-man board for expansion of the Gray Horse Arbor and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. ONCA 25-112 will be assigned to the Culture Committee. Next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, hold on just a minute. That's not the place I'm at on the agenda. Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Excuse me. Yes, I'd like to read ONCR 2518, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2025 multi-year funding agreement between the Osage Nation and the United States Department of Interior, and to approve and incorporate amendments 5 through 9 into the agreement, and to reject and exclude amendment 10 from the agreement. And at this time, in accordance with Congressional Rule 6.8, I'd like to move to place ONCR 2518 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, could you do a roll call vote, please?
Congressman Bakehorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Oh, I did not see that. I'm sorry. Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes. Thank you.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Thank you. At this time, without objection, we will recess for the purposes of engrossment. And then let's... to the call of the speaker. It shouldn't take us long because it's the only thing in engrossment. Thank you, everyone.